AP Update, I'm Tim McGuire. Several hundred people gathered in the street outside the Cuban embassy to watch the flag-raising ceremony marking the reopening of the embassy in Washington. After the event, Foreign Minister Bruno Rodriguez, through an interpreter, listed some of his country's desires in its future dealings with the U.S.
Only the lifting of the economic, commercial, and financial blockade, which has caused so much harm and suffering to our people, the return of the occupied territory in Guantanamo, and the respect for Cuba's sovereignty will lend some meaning to the historic event that we are witnessing today.
There were a smattering of protesters at the flag raising. One, whose shirt was covered in red paint, was removed from the scene by police. Rodriguez will hold a joint news conference this afternoon with Secretary of State John Kerry. The secretary himself has plans to be in Havana on August 14th for a flag raising ceremony and the official reopening of the U.S. Embassy there. AP Update, I'm Tim McGuire.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that "where's my money" feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.